Hey everybody, welcome to Surface Level, creating a community where Black and queer folks are fearless in thought and curious at heart. I'm one of your hosts, Jordan, and today, Damon, Tony, and I are bringing you this very special episode from our Airbnb in Berlin, Germany. What were some of our favorite parts of Berlin Pride? What differences did we see between Black German and Black American gays? This is Surface Level Live from Berlin.
Surface Level Live from Berlin.
We are here.
Chill. Barely.
How y'all feeling?
Tony, how you feel?
Right. let's get particular.
Sisters, how y'all feel?
I'm holding on.
Brothers, Proust. Y'all all right?
Maybe this will help.
Proust. You know, we need to throw a game up in here.
Always. Always ghetto. Yes. Always playing games.
All right.
I feel like I've been playing enough games.
Oh, you've been playing
you
a lot
are
of games.
I feel like I've been here 2 weeks.
You actually got played.
You won a game.
So I want to play this game called Flop or Bop.
Flop or Bop.
So basically this or that.
Yeah.
Okay. Or not this or that. So you let me know whether or not you think something is a flop or a bop. So you approve of it or you don't. Mm-hmm. And they'll all be German themed.
Okay.
So flop or bop, bratwurst.
Flop.
Flop. But I don't eat sausages really. They freak me out.
Yeah.
The concept.
I'm going to say flop, too. I wasn't really feeling it at the Pride rally.
Your ass scarfed down. Two whole bratwursts.
I had to.
I thought it was tasty. I mean, it was kind of tasty, but it was like enough to just get you something on your stomach and then back to the parade.
Right.
Or the rally.
Well, speaking of, flop or bop, Pride rally at the Brandenburg Bridge or Brandenburg Gate. Why do I keep calling it a bridge?
I don't know.
It's alliteration. I'm always looking for alliteration. What do we think about the Pride rally?
Bop.
It was nice. It wasn't too many people. I wasn't hot.
Yeah. Right. It was really pleasant weather, right?
Millions of people burning up.
She was fun.
It was nice too. It was like performances. Mm-hmm.
It was a pole dancer.
Did I miss that?
Yeah, you were getting that bratwurst while he was pole dancing.
Right. Somebody poured a whole bottle of wine on Tony.
Oh my God.
And somebody threw a whole drink on my back. Said, actually flopped.
I said, be careful.
Because we're getting attacked.
Literally emptied the bottle all on me.
Tony said, be gentle. She said,
you were driving the boat with a bottle of wine? Who was that man?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. We were just quick friends, fast friends. And
not
then
me. You know I don't talk to strangers.
Soon enemies.
And then you got attacked. That's why I don't talk to strangers.
Yeah, but it was, you know what, I don't regret it.
No regrets?
No regrets.
All right, so flop or bop, Bergheim.
Whew.
Oh my goodness.
Bop. The one, never the two.
That is a bop.
The girls have not been to the club in America.
Wow.
Ooh. Ain't no clubs.
Ain't no clubs. The way that we just walked directly into the club, and I just knew. I knew before coming here, I was just like, I don't know. We ain't gonna be able to make it into this party.
The way they reject people, it's like you can get in with that black shirt, but you can't get in with that black shirt.
These two guys got rejected right in front of us, and I was like, uh-oh.
They were just like, no, not tonight.
You just gotta sell it. I put that skirt on.
Yeah.
It just sold it.
Damon's skirt really
helped. Like you own the place.
It was definitely giving alternative.
Literally online, it was like, ways to get in. It was like, act like you don't even want to be there. I said, perfect. I got it.
Right.
It was a show, if I knew one. Oh my goodness, like so many levels, great music and sound system.
The music was incredible.
Like, living for that. Flop or bop, Uber rides.
Flop.
Yeah, the Ubers, not, the drivers we've had
kept getting yelled at. I was
friendly.
Like,
can you turn the music on? No.
Chad had been cursing us out.
Right.
That one Uber driver, when I walked in, he said something to me. I was just like, I'm just trying to make it to Soho House, and that's it.
When we were trying to leave Bergheim, my first Uber kept driving down the street as I got closer to the car.
Oh, he did.
Like, he just kept pulling off a little further. Then I was like, he's playing with me. Then he canceled it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I think that we can all agree that this trip so far, well, in totality, has been a bop.
No, it's been great.
Yeah. Right?
10 out of 10 would recommend.
Where does this stand on our trips?
I would come back.
It's my favorite.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, the space we stayed in was really cool. We got very fun experiences.
Yes.
The weather was really nice.
The weather
has been really
nice.
Being in
an unair-conditioned European apartment.
I know.
If we had been here for the heat wave 2 days ago.
Oh, my goodness. When we first walked up in this Airbnb, I was just like, somebody turned on the air. It was like, no air.
No air.
None.
So, Pride in Berlin. I mean, we've had Pride in New York City. Yep. Now we've had Pride in Berlin. And it's such a different experience. Mm-hmm. Like, what would you guys say was different here versus back home?
I don't know. I feel like it was pretty similar. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's because like Berlin and New York City are like really big global epicenters. Mm-hmm. So like it's kind of like a global audience anyway.
Right.
Because I feel like we met people like from all around the world mm-hmm. here, not just Germans. But I will say that I'm really enjoying the looks. The fashion is cute here.
Yes.
Like, people look really, really stylish. I love it.
I appreciate something where people can wear all black all the time.
I mean, everything is a variation of black.
Yeah. I thought there were some differences. I would say here, I think that there's a level of freedom that doesn't exist, or it's a lot more contained and like, I don't know, corporate feeling in America when you go to Pride versus here, which is like, shit gets wild. Yeah. And I also think there is much more of a black experience, particularly if we're talking about New York and some of the events, especially in Harlem this time around. Like, even when we were here we had dinner with one of our listeners, and he was just like, I can take you out to some dope stuff, but don't expect to come here and be on like Noah's Ark. He's like, we don't have that.
He kept referencing Noah's Ark. I thought that was so funny.
Right. But it's just like, and that to me was a very big difference. Like the fact that we went to the Pride, not cookout, the thing that Joe Morris did, was Block Party.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's just like, there's nothing like that here. And that was something that really made me appreciate New York and the States. But there's just a level of hedonism.
Yes. There's definitely hedonism going on here.
What was also interesting is like the queue culture, like the lines.
It's like a thing.
For everywhere, ooh, just dramatically. Yeah. It's giving
you just like get a beer and hang out in line for a couple of hours.
Yeah, I thought that was like, I mean, back home it's kind of like that, but like the lines here are 12-hour lines.
My goodness. And also I realized that like there are a lot of cis women who are at these parties too, whereas I feel like in America feels a lot more cis male when you think about Pride or the Pride parties that we go to.
Yeah.
So I felt like those, it's more like
it was a lot more
broad
inclusive.
And inclusive here. I definitely get that sense.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. So being in Europe, like it's often been this kind of safe haven for black creatives and shit real crazy in America right now. So
yeah.
Anybody inspired to kind of take a leap, move abroad, to sell you it all? You can have bratwurst every day.
I feel like I could live here. Like, this is a city where it's like, well, I mean, obviously, I would have to learn the language. Because that's a barrier that's different here. It's not like other countries we've been to where you can get by on English. I feel like here I would want to really know how to speak.
And you can't read the street signs.
No, right.
They got that fancy B and all this. The words, and I was like, I don't even know how to make that sound.
But no, I could see having a life here.
Yeah,
like for sure.
Jordan?
I don't know. I mean, I like Berlin, but I don't really see this as some place that I would like live. Architecturally speaking, it's not as visually stimulating as I would like it to be.
Yeah,
like there's certain places in Europe where I walk through and I'm just like, oh my goodness, like this is like an eye orgasm. Ooh. Here, you know, I feel like there's definitely beautiful. Like, our actual neighborhood is
really
gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I felt like there were so many different areas that I was just kind of like, what was the thought behind this? Mm-hmm. Everything was just like a square. Like, a square and gray. And I was just like, interesting. Yeah. But, like, I think culturally, this is some place that I could definitely be around. But I do think that I would like to be somewhere that has like a more established black community. I don't know if that exists here. I'm sure it does somewhere, right? Maybe. But I think that, right. Yeah, I don't know.
We didn't see it. Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of people of color.
No.
Yeah. And when I have, it's like, ooh, somebody that looks like me. Mm-hmm. But that's few and far in between.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I never would have thought it would be a good place I would consider living. But being here, I was just like, maybe.
Yeah.
I could see Damon here.
Absolutely. No, Damon would be running amok.
It was a very pleasant surprise and experience because I had fun every day we've been here, and they've all been quite different, from like bars to mega club to just like really great dinners.
Right.
The people have been pretty welcoming and friendly, other than the Uber drivers. and yeah, it's been a really positive. I've had a really positive experience.
Yeah. No, I think it's been great. We've been talking about taking this trip for so long.
Right, right.
We've wanted, like, to come to Germany for years, and I'm happy that it worked out.
Right.
I think when I wanted to come to Germany, it was like, oh, I want to go see the cute boys. I didn't mm-hmm. really think about, like, this would be the experience that we ended up having. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it really has exceeded my expectations, like,
yeah,
1,000 times over.
Do you know what's interesting? I'm not sure if I told you all, but, like, at the club last night, someone came up to me and said that they listened to the podcast.
Oh, my really? God.
Yes! Bitch, I was just like...
I have a better one. Tony don't even know this. I ran into Zola, who did our show.
Here?
Yes. At Bergen last Stop. Night. Yes.
Z?
Z? Yes. Z. No, it's just, you know, one thing that this taught, and it's a thing that I'm really proud of, is how this platform is grown, and I'm just like, random people know who we are in Germany, and like, not in like an arrogant way or that I care that people know who I am, but like, we've said from the beginning that like, if what we talk about and how we share our experiences can help somebody or
right.
be in any way a guided like, I don't know, a what not to do more so than what to do based on how we've lived, and like, I feel that more and more, and like, even in far-flung places where we are not in Harlem anymore, Toto.
Right. I mean, it's been nice because it's definitely felt like an extension of home, especially having our German friend, AJM, kind of be an escort of sorts and tell us where to go and get us into clubs before, you know, skipping the line and getting... it's just been nice to have, like, feel like I have a family away from home.
Well, I think also what was interesting, just having our now friend who listens to the show and has been listening to the show for seasons, and we've kept a online dialogue back and forth throughout the seasons, and then it just so happened that like, we're in Berlin, they live in Berlin, but I think even having him over for dinner with his friend, just realizing like how many similarities there are like the Black and queer experience, there's a lot of commonalities, and you can be halfway across the world
still being fetishized,
and we still connect on that level. And I just thought that was so beautiful. Yeah. Like, he was a gem. He just really helped us out and just like created this experience in a way that we wouldn't have been able to do without him here.
Right. And the crazy part is he's never been to the States, so he was like, I've got to come to New York. And we're like, yeah, we would absolutely treat him with the same hospitality, like same level of hospitality that he treated us with.
We'll show him the Noah's Ark.
Right. That's going to be an eye-opener for him. Right. He's going to be like, oh my goodness, all these Black gay people. I'm just like, yes, this happens every day.
That'd be a culture shock for real.
Right.
So, we've had a lot of fun here. And what's been great is that we have a friend that came with us, Yinka Paris, our videographer, our photographer. So everything's been documented, which I love. But it's not felt like intrusive. It hasn't felt like, you know, the camera's in our face. I think we just kind of did it in a nice roundabout documentary style way. And so being on camera, there's ways that you have to keep yourself up, keep that mug sharp. So how are we doing that? How are we staying camera ready?
How are you getting up out the grave every day?
Well,
better yet.
Today, how did you get out of the grave today?
My eye patches on and just sprinkle a little bit of water.
I held up to my promise.
Yes.
And I got you guys some droplet devices. I got you all some droplets.
She better put that mess on my skin, Lord.
No, it's honestly, after the time we had last night, after the time we had.
I need to build this face back up.
Literally need to build the face up. So, so get excited.
You do tell me first.
I told y'all that I was going to bring droplet. Mm-hmm. And so we can have the skin of skins for this trip. So we're gonna do some collagen micro infusions.
This is surgery.
No, this is, you know, to make it hydrated, to make your skin feel more supple, mm-hmm. and just be more radiant. Because you know the girls already are working with a good foundation. So
you girls don't work with a good foundation.
We ain't got to do too much.
A new foundation. Yeah.
So I have more like downstairs, but we'll just use one for now. Mm-hmm. So basically. We're going to take one of these capsules. Mm-hmm. So, pop in this capsule. Okay.
Like so, like that.
All right. And Demond, I'm going to do you first since you're closest to me. No, so just, you know, give us a little neck. Just throw your head back to a degree, to an angle. Okay. Do it.
You like throwing your head back.
Come on. All right. And it's going to be 15 seconds across your forehead.
It hurts. It don't hurt. I'm playing.
Is it cool?
It's very cooling, actually. It's kind of.
Now we're gonna do.
It smells good.
Now we're gonna do this. And then I want you to look at me when it stops.
Am I done?
No. Yes. And now I want you to look into that camera and I want you to serve.
I'm a brand new bitch.
Okay. Okay. The collagen is collagen in it. Yes. But yeah, so you do this twice a day. Mm-hmm. So you have a 30-day supply that I gave you all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, over the 30 days, you're going to really see a difference in your skin. It's going to be really, really great. Mm-hmm. And then I think, you know, outside of that. Mm-hmm.
Drink water and mind your damn business.
Drink water. Look, the last day of any trip has to be sensible. Mm-hmm. Who was telling us that we should have went to Bergen today? No. And knowing that we had a flight tomorrow.
He told us we shouldn't go today. Right. Because like, you get in there, he's like, all them levels, you don't know what time it is. And that's it. Next thing we know, we still at the Bergen.
No. Ain't no way. Why did we even decide to leave? I was just the music was thumping.
Literally no sense of time. Like, what is time but a construct?
There has been no time.
And speaking of time, that's all the time we have this week. This season, we're raising money for the Ali Forney Center, an organization committed to protecting LGBTQIA youth from homelessness and empowering them to live independently. One of the ways you can help is by donating to our fundraiser on our Instagram page. Let's keep the conversation going by submitting questions and comments to surfacelevelpodcast.com. And remember, stay curious.
Prost.
Prost.
Cheers to the girls' weekend.
Absolutely.